Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gapier.io. I am Zanera Bas-Khan, and today I have John with me. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Zan. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So how's your day going so far, John?
The day has been going well, a little crazy, but that's always a good thing, right? As we start our new year here, almost into a quarter deep, and things are picking up. So it's getting back to a little normal of a feel on a day-to-day, which is always nice.
Good to know. Good to know. So, John, how about you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So again, John Maniscalco. I'm up in the greater Boston area. I've been in the staffing and recruiting world for the past 7 years plus or so, mainly focused in on IT technical staffing for contract and beginning portion of my career into more of a niche specialist within permanent placements for Microsoft-specific technologies and the partner and end-user channels here at Nigel Frank International is my current position, and leading the charge here for our team in everything Azure and cloud space, which is kind of our hot topic here as the remote workforce is transitioning, right?
Yep. Okay. What has your experience with remote employment, both as doing the work remotely yourself as well as employing remote workers?
Yeah, and from myself in particular, you know, I've had an opportunity prior to COVID to have a position where I had some flexibility, you know, more of a choice of, you know, taking a day or two here or there as long as people are getting things done and, you know, having that flexibility and trust to be able to get your work done on a remote basis. So I had a little bit of experience going into it. Obviously with COVID changes and kind of forcing the hand of everybody, it had become more of that full-time remote. So I'm currently, you know, located up here in the greater Boston area. Most of my team's actually in Charlotte. So we have been working fully remote here for, you know, the past 7 months or so. And it's been a pretty good experience. I mean, again, I've had a little bit of experience doing it, so it wasn't a tough transition for myself to kind of get into the flow and really get that discipline down to limiting distractions and you know, not letting your day-to-day get off pace. But as far as employing the remote workers, you know, a lot of my team is based a little bit more on the junior end, you know, a couple of years out of college or so, you know, so there are some challenges there, you know, as far as having that team culture, right? And how do you build that when everyone's remote and not having 1,000 meetings just to meet during the week, right? Just to see faces, but wanting to kind of keep that team collaboration going and figuring out strategies on how we can do that, you know, whether it's even just fun activities during the week, kind of loosen up the week, get everybody interacting with each other a lot more personally, right? Right, since we're not all in the same office, with some more junior folks as well, kind of sets them back a little bit, I think, with not being in an office, trying to grow their career, not hearing or just being around, you know, an office and learning just through osmosis, and seeing and hearing a lot of things that go on. So I feel like it's a little disadvantage for those getting started in their careers and not really having that experience of being in an office with everybody and truly just getting off the ground remote and understanding from their end kind of what goes into your personal process of working remote that's going to make you most successful and obviously be able to do the job you're supposed to do, right? But it's still have that little flexibility to be an adult and take care of your things that you need to take care of and balance that life that we've all been kind of forced into that's made it very challenging, you know, depending on people's situations.
So what I get from that is that your company basically, it was forced to go online. It was forced to go remote. Like before the pandemic, it was just your regular, like day-to-day office-based work.
Correct. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So what were the major roadblocks and challenges you guys faced while going remote?
Yeah, I think initially, you know, just when, because it happened so quickly and it's not something that was planned out or contingency strategized for, was, you know, having the kind of country being divided amongst all of our offices as well, since we are spread out, to having those folks be set up for a home office, all your resources, tools, you know, within the offices are there. And then all of a sudden, you know, short notice, you have to be maybe utilizing your own personal equipment, you know, your internet costs that you're going to have to take on, and really getting yourself set up in your own home, and also kind of juggling whatever else might be going on, whether you're a parent or have children homeschooling, or maybe have another family member who has to go to work as maybe a frontline employee, and trying to juggle all of that while adjusting to creating a home office space, trying to find the space, right? Making sure it's not a distracting area. It sounds good when you're on calls like these, and just kind of the little things of trying to adapt to, and not really having a game plan that gives everybody that framework to say, hey, when we go and do this, these are your best practices to set yourself up for a home office and be able to kind of hit the ground running without ramping up, right? So I think those challenges of just the unknown for those who have never had that experience, maybe never had the setup, or depending on their living situation, you know, it can be difficult to adapt there. I think from corporate standpoint, you know, very important would be to have them set up, you know, technology-wise, to do their day-to-day, and ensuring, you know, back-end focus of keeping your web-based applications up and going, and, you know, making sure there's no technology issues when we have such a diverse team spread out amongst various areas and living out of their homes or apartments, doing their work, right? So we can't always rely on technology coming through for everybody at a certain time. And pretty sure I lost my internet for about a half hour yesterday in the windstorm up here.
Same.
Yeah, little challenges like that come up. And I think at this point, you know, everybody's, as far as either whether clients or yourselves individually, internal, you know, everyone's on the same page and kind of understand now those little things that can happen that out of our control, kind of part of the new world of living in remote life. And we're all kind of laughing along with it and not having it be, you know, something that ruins relationships or comes across unprofessional, right?
True. Yeah. So what do you think is the future of remote employment? And do you have any ideas or tips that can make it even better and effective?
Yeah, I mean, I think the future is here. You know, people have gotten used to this because the remote ended up, you know, going further and further along than most organizations were probably planning for. So even looking into this year, I'm sure there were contingencies being built for returns to the office, and those are still being delayed, right? As our vaccines get rolled out and we can kind of make a little bit more of a smoother transition back. But I believe it's more now at the point of on an organization's, preference. There are obviously industries and jobs that require you to be on site, which that won't change. But within some of the more, you know, technical roles or professional administrative roles that don't require to be in an office setting, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that 100% high remote workforce. Or, you know, if you have some local candidates that are open to the hybrid situation, you know, going in a couple days, at least a week, just to kind of get the friendly face feel, you know, the team and culture feel as well, but also still having that flexibility that they started to get used to, whether it's, you know, juggling family stuff as well, or just the comfortability level of being home. You know, having that little flexibility to take care of little things here and there, but ultimately be responsible for still doing your work. So I think, you know, going forward, this is going to be something that organizations that had previously been, you know, anti-remote workers, with them being forced into this situation and realizing that, hey, ultimately, when we look at it, our productivity didn't go down, you know, and our employees and staff are staying healthy and safe, and we're working on new collaboration ideas and trying to improve ourselves on how we can work, you know, moving forward in this capacity. So I think, you know, as far as organizations, they're starting to realize that it's not as bad of a situation to structure it this way and really attract and retain those type of people that are going to be looking for these situations moving forward as well. I know in our world in technical staffing right now, it's a matter of, hey, yeah, I can go into the office a couple days a week, but would want to be remote three others, or 100% remote. we're not often talking to folks who are down to go right into the office every day, 5 days a week, and return like it was the normal. So organizations and hiring managers are going to be challenged with finding talent that, if they're going to force people to be on site 5 days a week, they're, you know, might lose out on some of the top talent that's out there with their competitors offering either full remote or, you know, the hybrid situation that the more folks that we're talking to seems to be the majority of the people.
True, very true. Majority, like, yes, they are adopting the hybrid system of working. Okay, moving towards our last question. There are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to quickly hire smart?
Yeah, I mean, especially for the startup world, you know, they're often, you know, kind of going after that more younger tier talent, you know, kind of newer into their skill sets. And when they're out there, you know, kind of competing against other startups, really trying to have people understand what they're doing, right, where they're at in their process, how that growth potential looks for future people coming on. I think with their contingency planning, it would surround, you know, commercial space. What's the point if we're going to go remote of spending any money renting or, you know, purchasing commercial space as we continue to grow? So as they look forward and startups are get to a certain level and then they need more office space, right, if they're in-house. But today's world, especially in technology, it's been something that's been pushed for more than 15 years now to allow them to be working remote. But now that it's here and it's a thing, I think you'll find that startups actually have a better opportunity at attracting, retaining talent from a larger geographical area than they might have previously within their own home cities. So it can be a definite benefit to them to really allow for that remote workforce, help them scale up with top tier talent that they otherwise wouldn't be coming across, and really just have those contingency plans set in place of how they want to, you know, get their organization off the ground, how they should set themselves up. I think collaboration and communication planning, as far as having that set weekly, monthly type of plans ahead of time, the communication being key from top to bottom, and, you know, everyone speaking the same message. That way, you know, you're not all in the office hearing everything the same way. So you want to make sure communication and people are all on board with what the plans are, you know, moving forward and as we grow. So I think those are our keys for startups to really just be thinking about is cost shifting those dollars that you might use for WeWork shared spaces or even for commercial spaces to rent, and putting that more back into maybe some of the benefits or investments in employees and human capital management that really, you know, make your company succeed, right? Getting the right people. So things like in your benefit packages, offering, you know, laptops and paying for the internet for your home office, buying your printer setups or whatever the case may be, some of those standing desks, even looking into the wellness and health wellness of their employees and focusing a little bit more on that as, you know, you get a little lonely in your trap of remote working and virtual faces only and lose a little bit more of that social interaction and the stress of everything else going on in the world. You know, we've seen a lot of impact on the mental health side too. So being an organization that is, you know, committed to those type of key initiatives that are on the top of the mind for employees that they're looking to hire and bring on would be key for them, as well as a plan for their futures and working within this type of remote workforce.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for joining us today. I am really sorry that we have to end this episode. We actually used to have longer episodes before the whole pandemic, but since everyone's creating so much content these days, our marketing team suggests we keep it short too. So
hey, that's, people have attention spans of ants. So
yeah, exactly. Yes.
Hopefully we offered some value out there today for everyone to be considering and just getting some sense of what's happening out there that we've seen plenty of with our client partnerships out there and how they're contingency planning and thinking about things. And it can there's plenty of different ways that it might be rolling out, but ultimately it's here to stay.
Thank you once again, John. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you, Zonu, as well. I appreciate everything.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.